see him, I come over. I still speak out this word to Shimcha. So he tells me, he said, it's been 30 years. I've said other Veder also.
But, so I've only been saying it for 5 years. I have a word also on that.
Yeah, this word I found later in the Megala Mukos says it. And also, it's in the Piyut.
Yeah, it's in the Piyut, and that's right.
So, I don't know, you had a word on it.
Yeah, I usually say that because, like, what's Pshat, why is it that the Mon stopped on the same day that Haman dies?
Right.
Because the point of going to the Meraglim, why didn't they want their Yidden to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because, that's not Purim time, so I have to, because they were worried about they were
losing the man.
Right.
That's what you want to say. About all the miracles that they wouldn't be getting. They would have to deal with reality.
Right. Oh, that was it. Yeah. Because they had to be makir Ribono Shel Olam through the Teva. They were worried that Klal Yisrael wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
So the greatest giloy of a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Derech HaTeva came through Vayishbois Haman. So Vayishbois Haman, which is the beginning of the process of recognizing Ribono Shel Olam through the Teva, the greatest giloy of that came through Vayishbois Haman.
Yeah. So it's very close to what I always say also. I don't remember if he said, I don't know if he said this Hesper. Don't remember. I don't think so. But the Mamish came, what you're saying. Mamish with the... I was gonna maybe I don't know that I'm hoping you didn't, because this is in Pirkei. I didn't. I just said the Pirkei in Yeshiva. I said in Yeshiva. Same thing. I just from life. I just said on this and just started Pirkei. I'm hoping you didn't go into the Pirkei.
No, I have to get it.
But
by
Yeshiva, that said Haman that. Said was, it's the second day, Pesach. That's when Vayishbois Haman was the second day, and Vayishbois Haman was the second day. So we say, oh, why is it the second day? Why is it the second day Pesach? Because the first day of Pesach. It's Kula Mi'es Hashem. And that was, we were not Roy Lekach, and it was Kula Chesed. Ribono Shel Olam gave us. The second day Pesach begins the Avoda that we have to do. And the Raya to that is the Omer. So that begins the Mahalach of our Avoda. And the Mela, therefore, that's what you're saying, that's when it has to come through our Avodah and through, that was what the difference with the Midbar was. The Midbar, everything was golem given to us by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashenkin, we came to the Oritz, it had to come from our Avodah Milamata. So that was a, Kamamish came out to the same, that was why Esther made the Suda the first night and the second night. Why did she wait? Why was it two nights? This is it. That the first night was the shortest. The second night was her already. She had to. That was the avodas. That's why Yishbois Haman.
Just in the Megala Mukos as well.
So he says. I don't know if he says. I don't remember the Hesper, but he says he shall sue by Yishbois Haman, by Yishbois Haman.
He doesn't. He's not Masber.
I'm sure he's Masber, but I don't. I just don't. It's not Purim Tech, like you say. I didn't, and I didn't look it up tonight. I was totally forgotten about it. But so maybe we'll just begin. it says in Pirkei. I'm hoping we didn't do Pirkei yet.
We're talking Yoshua now?
Yoshua.
Pirkei.
So it says, it had said before the Kaiser went over the Arden, right? They went into Eretz Yisrael. That was in Perek Dalet. So in Perek Hey was Vayihi Hishmoa Kol Malchei Chlemori Asher Be'Eber HaYarden Yoma V'Kol Malchei HaKnanim Asher Ala Yom Esa Asher Hovish Hashem Esmei HaYarden Yunei B'nei Yisrael Ad Avram. So it says Vayimas L'Vavam V'Ohoy Avam Ruach Yunei B'nei Yisrael. So you see that the first thing that it says about that going over the Arden, the Umas that were in Eretz Yisrael had a pachad. I think it could be talked about this before that there's always going across the Arden is tied to the Kriyas Yamsuf. They're both Kriyas Yamsuf is Yitziah from Mitzrayim, and coming into the going across the Arden is the Knesset to Eretz Yisrael, and that's that's in the Kapitel in Halal, the Perek in Halal that has both of Ra Vahayam Vayanos, the Yarden the Tisav Lachor, all the Kesher between and Chazal speak about that by Kriyas Yamsuf there was the Inyan of Pachad of the Umas Oilum. The Namogu called, right, there was Mamish, what we say in the Oz Yashir, that there was a Pachad of the Umas Oilum. Yeah. So when there was the Pachad of the Umas Oilum, that's what it's saying, by Yichishmoa, Kol Malchei Amori, that there was a Pachad because of coming in the way they came into Eretz Yisrael. Now I think we had a little bit about that in before, about what the connection is. But
it's just a puny little river.
It would seem that
and every time, even Sunday Reeve, and they're drinking, they just caught so much on it.
It would seem that it wasn't so easy for millions of people to go to cross it easily.
Millions, yeah.
We're talking about millions. And so, it was 600,000 from 20 to 60.
Yeah.
So just the men. And so, therefore, they went. And then it said, Bo'esahi, Amar Hashem El Yehoshua, Aseh Lecha Charvo Surim, to make that Yeshua, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to make knives of stone. Vishuv mol is bnei Yisrael shenis, and then you should mal kar Yisrael for the second time, because since one shot in shenis is since they the whole time in the midbar they didn't mal the children because it was a sakana, because it was not nashu baruch tzfonis. There are two tam in the Gemara. So it says that another chapter, but it says shame. This is the second time. So Ramai says, again, I said this, I have to ask this kasha everything. I'm more myself to ask the kasha. In Yehoshua, you have to tell us what kind of knives they used. And the Baruch Hashem said, use Harvat Surim. You have to tell us, what do we need to know? What is the Indian that the Baruch Hashem tells us that we have to know, you should use and take this rock and sharpen it on it. I mean, it's, we don't have to know these details of Gashmius that what does it have to do? So it said the general Mahalach is that Eretz Yisrael is the use this word that might already, is the embodiment of the Ruchnius. In other words, the Kli for the Ruchnius is Eretz Yisrael. That just like the goof of a Ben Yisrael, the goof of a Ben Yisrael is the Kli of Torah, Ramach Evorim, Shosah Gidim, Keneged Ramach Haseim Shesa Lo Saseh. So it's the kli for Ruchnius is also is Eretz Yisrael. That's a, so therefore the inyonim of Gashmiim are in body the Torah and the inyonim Ruchnium in the Eretz Yisrael itself. So that's a general mahal. So then the Harvest Surim would come to the what I think that it's the Nogea. But also it says there's a Meshumadika. You see that why the Chazal say, why was there Bris Mila here? Why is that? The minute they came in, and they said that when they had the Bris Mila, they were just came into Eretz Yisrael. All the Malchei Kanani, they could have come and attacked them. They were Koyev, they did a Bris Mila. So just like by Shem, when they killed out Shem, and the Mefarshim say this, in other words, that you see that the Rebbeinu said Bedavka do the Bris Mila now, and be what we would think would be vulnerable to any attack by the Malchei Kanaan, which later on they did get together. Later on, and we'll see Bezek Hashem, but here they didn't do anything.
I think you touched on it at the beginning when their hearts melted. Well, I've also heard that the water backed up like 12 miles straight up. So, you know, it was so frightening for them. Right. So it gave Klal Yisrael, perhaps it gave them a respite from being attacked because they were in shock at this 12-mile
hot. That's true. They were by Yimaslova. So here in this, it says, there's a groza. It says, and you just see the connection of the Bris Mila to going into Eretz Yisrael. And this Mefurish in Chazal. Chazal say that there are a few Chazal. There's one Chazal that says, you think you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael Areilim? That you're going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael Areilim? So you can't go. Mile before you go into the further, you have to, and we say it, I don't know, every day, but we say it, if we wash, we say it, by Birkas HaMazon, so that, in Birkas HaMazon itself, and it's the Gemara in Brachas, that it says, no de lecha, erkem et zorecha, I'm going to say the bracha chrona, that it says albrischa shechasamta bivsareinu ba'atros chashim ma'atanu v'kher shirata, that say ba'al shul say sonu Hashem Elokeinu mi'eretz Mitzrayim, you were Moses from Eretz Mitzrayim uftisavei. So it says, whoever doesn't say these two in Yanam of Bris Mila and Torah is not Yotzi Bris Hamas. So you see that why? Because this is the schus that we have Eretz Yisrael. Without it, without the Bris Mila, and without the Torah, which is another Bris, we would not have Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, b'schus the Bris Mila is, and it's in the Pesukim themselves. And again, that's this Chazal that says that if we would not have done the that Akash Brooks says we can't go in if you don't do the Bris Mila. So this is by the first one Akash Brooks who told Avraham Avinu to Mal himself. So it says, V'hakimosi is brisi v'ni uv'necha uv'en zaracha acharecha l'dorosam v'isolam v'yitzchal alukim v'nosati l'chol zaracha el acharecha es eretz eis eretz megurecha eis kol eretz kanan l'achuz asaylu. At the same time that he's telling the Bris Mila, he says, and I'm going to make the Bris and I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael v'yishi l'hem l'alukim. So this is saying that it's the coming into Eretz Yisrael, to have Eretz Yisrael is totally and having and having a bris milah.
So if a person doesn't have a bris milah, can he do Birkat HaMazon?
No, well, that's a different thing. I mean, no, yeah. I'm saying if he doesn't mention it, and no, if he doesn't say it,
then he's not chayav.
So the reason why by Avram he didn't get the tzivah before he went into Israel? Bris milah.
I'm not sure.
When the tzivah for bris milah come beforehand, like
in different places, right?
Yeah, he's saying lech lecha.
What he had to do before he was roy. In other words, it's mashma, somewhat a little bit mashma, that he didn't. There's Akashas. If Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, why didn't he do a bris milah? That's a very famous Kasha, Bell's Kasha. Right. So some say, I think the bris milah, I really shouldn't say it without knowing it clear, but I think the bris milah is one of the tweets that says there was no orla before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to mama. He was not an oral until there was no such mitzvah of an oral. So I think that it's bris milah. I always say the tirutz over that this is a bris that we say lachnis of a bris or shel Avraham Avinu. When you have a bris, you have two sides.
Right.
That's the whole mitzvah. We say lachnis of a bris or shel Avraham Avinu. We say besides the birchas mitzvah, we say. The bracha of the, you can't make a bris without the other side. In other words, if Avraham Avinu would make the inyan of the mitzvah bris milah, but it would be without unless the Baruch Hu says, I want to make a bris with you.
Right.
So then it's not a bris. So that it has to be both studim to be able to. So therefore, this mitzvah is not the mitzvah that he did without having lachnisa of mitzvah shel Avraham. But this is the.
I was kind of casual with the Eretz Yisrael, without. I mean, we do a bris in Chutz Lawrence, or they. I mean, a bris, every Yid has to do a bris. He had to do it in the 40. Why? But it's with Dafka.
Right. Why is it with Dafka? Why is it with Dafka?
The Kesher to Eretz Yisrael.
Right, right. So it says the in the Psukim, and this is the Grozal in Aderes Elio. In Aderes Elio. The it says in the Psukim that in Per Gimel, and I think it's Pasuk Yud, I'm not sure. Per Gimel, it says, yeah, by Yomer Yehoshua, Bezos Tedun, Ki Keil Chai Bekirbechem. Behorish Yorish Mitnechem Esaknani Vesachiti Vesachivi Vesapizi Vesagoshi Vamori Vayabusi. He nay Aranabris. He says the Zos Tatum, this is how you know that Kael Chai Bekirbachem. That's the Lashon
HaPasuk.
Kael Chai Bekirbachem. So the Gazal says that this in the Psukim in the end of Sosa Bracha.
So he actually heard there was another Mount Sahar Sinai here? Rab.
Not the words.
Because it's...
No, it just says...
You shall know.
Bezos Tadon ki Keil Chai Bekirbachem. That Keil Chai is Bekirbachem. So the Gozal says on this, then in Zosar Bracha it says Ashrecha Yisrael Mi Kamocha. At the end of the brachas in Zosar Bracha it says Ashrecha Yisrael Mi Kamocha. So Gazal says, when is this referring to Havoras HaYarden? When they went over the Yarden, that's what Mikael Kamocha. And he says Shezochu Bo Lichnos LeEretz Yisrael Kamoshe Neamar, and he brings Pesuk, and he says. And the Shibcha, and that this is Eretz Yisrael is the Oris that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Chafetz Ba, and just like it says Eretz Chemda Tova Urachava, that's what we see in Ben. The Oris Yadavah Shama, he says, and all the Chukah Moshe Rabbeinu was to go in Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, And then the Overs Hayarden, and then it says, Mikamocha, Bimei Yehoshua, Kimo Shenemar, like it says in our Pasuk in Perkei, Vayihi Kishmo Akol Malkei Amori, Vayimas Levavam, Voi Bemod Ruch. This Pasuk, the first Pasuk in Perkei, is going back onto Bezos Tedun. You'll know that Kel Chai Bekirbachem. And he says, Ukamoshin Emar Shamu Shimo Amir Yergozan, Namogu Ko Yishvei Chanoan, Ad Yavoram Zukonisa. So he's learning the process by Kriyas Yamsuf.
That's the same word.
Is referring to the to these to this. In,
oh, so Asi Asher Moshe is referring to this?
The Nemar, Bezos Tedun Kikeo Chai Bekirbachem. So Mishum, a very good Yisod, he says, what does it mean, Bezos Tedun Kikeo Chai Bekirbachem? Shezeh Hashem Eino Miyuchad Elul Yisrael. Keil Chai is only for Klal Yisrael. Et Levad. It only goes on refers to Klal Yisrael. That's a shame that's not shayach by the Umas HaOilam. And the Gemara says, Kemo Shemivorchim Birchas Amila, Keil Chai Chelkenu, Surenu.
Keil Chai is the name.
When we say, when we have a bris, in the first bracha, wow. In the first bracha by a bris, this is what we say. So we say, Keil Chai, the Kirbachem, is going on when they went over the Yarden, and that this is Miyukot HaKlai Yisrael, and that Gufa is where we see this is by the Bris Milah. That by Bris Milah, when we say the brachas, the brachas by Bris Milah, it's a v'chok b'sheiro sam v'tzatzav chosam ba'oz b'tzkodesh alkein v'schar zos keil chai chelkeinu tzureinu. Save lehatzel yedidos sheirenu mishar zaman brisar sher sam bitzoreinu baruch atah Hashem koris abris. So the creases bris with Klal Yisrael is brisar shel Avraham Avinu, and this is Keil Chai. That is when Bifrat and Bishas Bris Milah is when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Keil Chai to Chelkenu. It's our chelik. This is Miyuchat to Klal Yisrael, Chelkenu Tzureinu. So you see again the connection between that going over the Yarden, Knesset Eretz Yisrael, is Mekusher to the ending of the Bris Milah. So and the Bris Milah is a Gilui of Keil Chai. So this is a... Chayim is something that's totally in the Bris Milah. The Chayim is totally, it has to do with Bris Milah. We have that in this Pasuk, in Yehoshua, Per Gimel, Pasuk Dat Yud, where it refers to the Umas and Kanaan, it says seven Umos. These are the seven Umos. So the Mefarshim say that what are these seven? Why is it seven Umos? We had this before. That the seven Umos, there are seven Malchi Edom that we have in
Yisrael. Oh, right.
And these Malachim are not Malchi Edom, but they are the solas of that Shirish of Malchi Edom. Malchi Edom, or the seven Malachim in Malchi Edom, those were in that parsha, like the Mefarshim say, are all the ra that's created in the Olam. All the ra that was created, that the Ribono Shel Olam that he created, the union of chesor and kilkul, the possibility of ra, that's all contained in those seven malachim.
When they describe the
malachim, right, in Vayishlach.
The malachim of Edom.
These of Edom. These
before we had our first king,
right, and okay. these are these are, each one of them is a mida in Tuma and Ra against the mida betov. The first one is chesed, so keneged, or I don't know, the first one's chesed, but it's keneged, the chesed of the chesed of there's one there that's keneged, the chesed of tov, of kedusha, is the chesed of Ra. So each melech corresponds. Why are they there? Because that's how we have the chiyuv. Without there being the possibility of doing the other thing, then the ma'aseh, there's no possibility of the chiyuv, so there's no schar v'onish. So the ikar schar v'onish comes because there's a possibility, the other possibility that we're presented with the two possibilities, either doing the tov, a chas v'shom, the ra. So therefore, where is the shurish of this? These are these seven melochim. In Eretz Yisrael, that's these seven umos. Each one of the umos of the Zion Amnon and Canaan are connected these seven. Now, right. In these umos,
they're also the sons of Canaan.
Right. And this is also the these seven are two of the inyanim. You know, everything in the room is in these Zion Malchim, but all the Nyan Ra and all the, but just for us, for our, where we're a little bit of where we can understand, is that there are two things, I've had this before, there's one Dover that's mentioned by each one of these Malachim, and it starts, it says, Vayim Bela Ben Baor, Vashem Yiro, you know, Vayamas Bela, Vayim Lo Tadeo, Vayamas Yovav, Vayamas Husham, Vayamas, each one of them, it says Misa, and none of them has an Isha. It doesn't say that any one of the seven had an Isha. The only one that says it has an Isha is the eighth Melech, and it doesn't say Misa by him, and it doesn't say that he had an Isha Meitabo.
He didn't have a wife? Had an
Isha, the eighth one, but seven of them had no Isha. The seven had no Isha. It's only the last one, Hodim, which is the eighth, Vishem Ishto Meitabel, Bas Matreid, Bas Meizor. So, and it doesn't say Misa. So we see these two things together, Misa and the lack of an Isha. So it says, what is it? So what happened? The eighth Melech? What is it, the eighth day?
Yes, it's what?
It's Mila. The eighth day is
pretty.
So the eighth Melech, Hodor, has to do with the Bris Mila. What does this mean? That these seven Melochim, what is not having an Isha? That means that in the Bria, it was made of a Halach, of a Mashpia and a Makabal. And the Iker Mashpia and Makabal is Ish.
What is a Mashpia?
No, it's a someone who gives something and someone who receives something. That giving is an act of chesed, and the receiving is receiving chesed from someone. And a Mela, that's a Mashpia and a Makabal. The whole Bria is that there should be a giving over of chesed, and that's in the Iker is the Ish V'Ishto. That Ish V'Ishto is that the Ish gives over to the Isha.
She's the
Makabal. What?
She's the Makabal.
She's the Makabal, right. And therefore, these seven Melochim, since this is the Mokar of all Ra, didn't have an Isha. They did not have the whole Mahalach of being a Mashpia, Chesed, to anyone else. Everything was for themselves. Each one was separate from the other one and was just for himself. So therefore, since there's no Ish v'Isha, so like the pasuk says, Re'e Chayim im Isha, that they were Vayamas, there was Misa. So these are the shurish of Misa in the world, and that each person can be for himself, that he can be completely not connected to any giving over of Chesed, and each one is purely for himself. That's why it's called in Svarim, this is called Rishus HaRabim. And the Rishus HaRabim, as opposed to Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim is that what does a person do in Rishus HaRabim? Everybody's out for himself. Rishus HaRabim is a shuk. and he has to get food for his family, he has to get food for his family, for this. Each person is Isaac in his own, I mean, about it, Klai Yisrael is supposed to be with Chesed. So, but I'm saying that's why it's called Rishus Aram, because there's a period between each person. The seven Melachim were this. The eighth was Melech Hodor. So the Sforim say, the Gozal's Masber, the eighth Melech is the Inyan, that these seven Melachim were each day. Now again, there's either seven and there's only 6 days. There's only Sheet Avishnin, so that it works out that the 1,000 has two Melachim. The seven Melachim are connected the 6,000 years of the world. Every Melech is another 1,000. And the 1,000, there's one of the Melachim is Maramis to the certain Mida, which is Bias, one is Bias, which is in the 4,000s, or beginning of the 5,000. So they have, each melech corresponds to a different time in one day, 1,000 years. Melech Hodor is Melech HaMashiach. And is the, and the, where we're holding right now, in the 6,000 years, we're holding that, we're waiting for Melech Hodor. So that's called the what does it say? What is a, it's creates harder. So the Chazal say, what is this cup of tomorrow? That a tumor, whatever it is, scientifically, I tried to go through this before, but a tumor, the Chazal say, grows together. That it grows in one tree, is a Zohar and a Keva. So there's never, the Tomer is the tree, that there's never a separation between Zohar and a Keva.
Wow.
That is always, that is what Melech Hodor is. Melech Hodor is where there's never a separation between, and that's why Benison, why the Esrog, we have to always make sure that it's together with the Luluf.
I don't get it.
6,000, you've said 6,000. So then, isn't there a gap?
Two of the Melachim come together.
Oh, I missed that.
In the 1,000 years, and that's the, and this is, and Hodor is the eighth, which is Melech HaMashiach, which is Bris Milah. The Gozal says, and that's what Sukkot's what we have. We had Sukkot's.
How does Tamar go to Hodor?
That creates our kapos tomorrow. You know, in the pasuk it says kapos tomorrow and creates our. You know, that it says take on sukkahs, take them dalad minim. So it enumerates the dalad minim, and it says creates other kapos tomorrow. So
the lulav is a tamar. Yeah. It's a date, a date lulav.
So these go.
Oh, I got it! I got it!
You have to hold the Esther together with the loop. Can't be separation. Mm-hmm. So Lemaise is that in this it says the Gozal says, where did this come from? This came from. I don't know if we'll be able to finish this Indian here, but the Indian is that had this. I think last time maybe had more than once already. That Kosnus Or with an ayin, or Kosnus Or with an aleph. Kosnus Or with an ayin came because of the chait. So that means that the ayin is connected to the shivim umas ha'olam. The shivim umas ha'olam are similar to an orla. They're mechasa, the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we don't see the echad, the aleph. And it's only connected that is the Shivim Nefesh of Yaakov Avinu, who were in Achdus, and there, where did that come from? That came from the Migdal Bavel. Migdal Bavel is before Migdal Bavel, it was one. Mankind was one.
Right.
Afterwards, they would split into divisions of Am. That's where the Shurish of Klal Yisrael is when it's split into 70 as Umas Olam. There was already 70 different umas oilum that came. The Klai Yisrael had started at Shailish. This orla is that the umas oilum and the bria are mechasa the orla of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They're the orla. So therefore, we say the haftarah that we say on Sukkot is that la'asad lavo, they'll come Sukkot, and the umas oilum will come to and they'll be makar the ribono shalom, and they'll be a safa echad. Uh-huh. Just like they were a Safa Achaz before they become a Safa Echa, that's one of the Pesukim. And a Mela, the Pshat is, the Grozal says, that means that Sukkot is when the Orla is removed. And that's the Pshat that the Gemara Baba Basra says, Sukkah of the Orla Sholi Vyasin. That's the Orla Sholi Vyasin. And that becomes it becomes Kostnus Or with an Aleph. That means the Umas Oilam will recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the 70 will become a shaychus to Kedusha, not inside the Kedusha, but they'll recognize the Kedusha, will be sovereign to the Kedusha. Mm-hmm. And it goes through the, and that is the mitzvahs, what the mitzvahs mean. That will also level in the whole Bria, it will be taken away the Orla from the Bria. There's now, each time a person makes a bris milah, there is a partial taking away of this, of the kisur. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a partial.
Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is that Rashi says that now Hashem is only ours, but then Hashem Echad, it will all come together. So it's
Echad, right. Shechem Echad. The Avdol the Bechol, the Shechem Echad. That's going on in Musa Oil. So that Mamish, this Indian, becomes, and that is. That's the Bismillah. And that Bismillah is, the Grozal says, when that comes, like in Yemos HaMashiach, when this Gibud comes, a Kostnus Or with an Aleph, that Misa comes from the Kostnus Or with an Ayin, but that means that the Guf is Yor Misa, but afterwards it's Kostnus Or with an Aleph, Bila HaMavis HaMetzach. That Bila HaMavis HaMetzach comes when.
And Bila is what,
Lashon of what? Balua, it's consumed, it's no longer there. Right, no longer there. So there's no more Misa. So there. That is the Madrega, that's what the Melech HaMashiach, that's what Bris Mila is. And this is Bris Mila in the whole Bria, the taking away of this Kisa. Bris Mila, and that's why it says, and now Bisman Azeh, there's a thing, there's in Metzius, there's a, in physical Metzius, there's such a thing as, that's the Gemara talks, Aver Chai, Aver Mace. When we refer to that, there's an Aver, it's the Chelek HaGuf that's called Chai or Mace. Because that is this Bechina called Tzadik Yisod Oilam. Tzadik is someone who's Zoyer in this Inyan. And a Mela, he's called Chai. That's called Chai. Ha'od Yosef Chai.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's the Madrega of Chai.
Huh.
And that is the we'll be Mamshim Bez Hashem. I don't want to
thank you very much.
No regalachas, what?
Wow.
Even sitting down is not easy.
No. So in terms of the Midas, the Shiva Malachim, they correspond to the Shiva Midas, right, on the Tzad HaRa. So the eighth one corresponds to the Adam HaShalim.
Have I seen you since?